Part 2. The Work of Our Church. As an individual delegate, pray. Dedicate yourself to intentional growth in personal prayer and the regular reception of sacramental grace. Invoke the Holy Spirit to guide you and your work. Evaluate personal prayer life. Do I prioritize building my relationship with Christ through daily personal prayer? How can I increase my efforts to know Jesus and His call for my specific work in bringing others to know Him? Evaluate personal sacramental life. Do I prioritize my relationship with Christ through His church by regularly receiving the sacraments? How can I increase my efforts to grow in holiness through His sacramental grace, especially in receiving the Eucharist and reconciliation? Study. Commit to the careful review and consideration of this guide, the Integrated Evangelization Booklet, and other materials in preparing for your role as a parish or organization delegate. Complete the Bible Engagement Survey, which will be emailed to you and is available on the Convocation website at www.archkck.org/inflame. American Bible Society. Parish delegates should evaluate mission insight data for the demographics of your parish community in order to assess and understand your mission audience. Other delegates should evaluate the mission insight data to determine your organization's sphere of influence. Note, the Archdiocese has a contract with Mission Insight to provide demographic data and trends. The Archdiocesan Office of Mission Strategy will provide reports from Mission Insight and help delegations interpret the reports. Based on the demographics, consider ways to shrink the social distance between the people you serve and the church. Research the current and past efforts in evangelization at your parish or organization. Research the efforts in evangelization done at other parishes or organizations, specifically looking for success stories. Reflect on experiences of evangelization that have impacted your life. Who initially introduced you to Jesus? How were you invited to deepen your relationship with Christ and His church? What made this an effective and meaningful experience for you? Plan. Based on your individual discernment, develop a personal plan for evangelization or refine an existing plan using the provided template. Be prepared to share this plan at the 2019 convocation. Engage in regularly reading Scripture, for example, Lectio Divina, and regular reception of the Sacrament of Reconciliation, especially during Lent 2019. This will be a suggested action for all parishes and organizations during Lent 2020. Prayerfully consider what person or persons in your life God may be calling you to spiritually accompany. Utilize the system of prayer, care, share to build stronger relationships within your family and your home. As a delegation team, pray. Through earnest prayer, seek divine guidance on how to best build a culture of evangelization at your parish or organization. Publicly invoke the Holy Spirit to guide your team and engage your parish's or organization's prayer warriors in supporting the efforts of your delegation. Offer opportunities for reconciliation to team members just before and or after delegation meetings. Use scripture-based reflection and prayer to begin your meetings, for example, Lectio Divina. Consider attending a regional retreat offered by the Archdiocesan Evangelization Office or providing your own retreat for parish or organization delegates. Reflect on the unique nature of your parish or organization, including history, strengths, and successes that highlight your specific God-given mission. Prayerfully evaluate the tools offered in the Evangelization Hardware Store for their value to your parish or organization in inflaming hearts, homes, and communities. Study. Commit to group reflection and discussion of this guide, the Integrated Evangelization Booklet, and other materials in preparing your delegation. Communicate individual delegates' findings and insights from Mission Insight data to evaluate and understand your mission audience. Consider how your parish can offer opportunities to shrink the social distance between the church and the people in your local community. Evaluate the current and past efforts in evangelization at your parish or organization. Discuss efforts in evangelization at other parishes or organizations, specifically looking at methods that are successful in offering experiences for encounter and accompaniment within the community. Assess the benchmarks of evangelization, prayer, planning, hospitality, and culture in your parish or organization community. Share individual experiences of successful evangelization, focusing on initial invitation, shared encounters, and ongoing accompaniment. Plan. Based on your group's discernment, develop a plan or refine an existing plan for building a culture of evangelization through 2024 at your parish or organization. Be prepared to share this plan at the 2019 convocation. Using the information collected from the delegates' study, assess the current atmosphere for evangelization in your parish and local community. Explore the materials or programs in the Evangelization Hardware Store, EHS, and consider what options might best fill your parish or organization toolbox. Share insights and additional options for the EHS based on your experiences. Include specific tactics for communicating the prayer, care, share message to individuals, families, and your broader parish or organizational community. Identify individuals who will be responsible for specific components of the parish's or organization's draft plan. Who will take the lead in implementing each component of the finalized plan? Consider how you will measure success, as well as a timeline for assessment. Finally, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and your team in these action steps. This is God's mission and desire. We need only be open to doing our part. God will do the heavy lifting. General consideration. The goal of this convocation and subsequent pastoral initiatives is for parishioners to experience how a culture of evangelization develops when hearts are on fire with love for Jesus. Individual hearts are inflamed through personal prayer, reading God's Word, and receiving His grace in the sacraments. Family homes are the front lines of evangelization. For children, the home is the first environment and opportunity to observe, learn, and practice discipleship. Spousal love and holy parenting that is centered on God's love and wisdom serves to strengthen marriages and families. Families grow closer to God and each other when they focus on praying, caring, and sharing His love with and for each other. The church is the living body of Christ, and our communities need our witness of Christ-like living. As Catholics, we can join thousands of other Christians around Kansas City that are striving to love their neighbors and bring the good news of Christ's love into their neighborhoods. Catholic parishes and Catholic organizations should be committed to loving and serving our neighbors through corporal and spiritual works of mercy, Parishes and Catholic organizations that strive for the common good of the surrounding neighborhoods, the larger communities, and the entire region become a tangible and visible presence of the Church. The Archdiocesan Evangelization Office offers the following suggestions for delegations to consider as options for use in developing parish or organization plans for building a culture of evangelization. Suggested activities or elements of an evangelization plan. As a delegation, consider developing a plan to engage your parish or organization in the prayerful reading of Scripture, for example, Lectio Divina, and the regular reception of the Sacrament of Reconciliation during Lent 2020. This work is a suggested action to inflame the hearts of your leadership and members. In preparing for Pentecost 2020, consider continuing to pray the Novena to the Holy Spirit to guide and strengthen the faithful in the work of the new evangelization. Look for methods of serving the community through the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Options to consider include parish twinning, special needs outreach, or partnering with Catholic Charities. Approaching Advent of 2020, consider sharing the prayer, care, share approach with your parish community to strengthen marriages and families. Encourage participation in some component of the Joyful Marriage Project. These suggestions have been effectively used and have been shown to bear fruit. However, each delegation will need to discern which methods work best for their specific situation and the appropriate timing for implementing plan elements in order to best serve their mission. These suggestions provide ideas as a starting place for 2020. In the years 2021 through 2024, delegations may choose to repeat suggested approaches, further refine these approaches, or try new methods. Some delegations may choose an alternative approach from the Evangelization Hardware Store, available on the Inflame website, or your own research. The Archdiocesan Office of Evangelization serves to support parish and organization efforts in implementing methods to inflame hearts, homes, and communities. Parish benchmarks. In 2016, Archbishop Naumann established parish evangelization benchmarks to aid leaders in assessing efforts at their parish. Archbishop shares these benchmarks in his parish visits as measurements of evangelical zeal. These benchmarks are prayer, planning, hospitality, and culture. Prayer must always be our first action. In prayer, we deepen our individual relationship with Christ and grow in our understanding of the action He desires from us. At the parish level, all activities and meetings should begin with intentional prayer that invites the Holy Spirit to fill the hearts and work of those gathered. Planning is a necessary part of parish life. As a parish focused on evangelization, all parish activities, events, and action should also be intentionally focused on this mission of the Church. The Crowds to Three resource, available on the EHS, is a valuable aid in developing opportunities of witness, encounter, and accompaniment at your parish. Hospitality goes beyond a pleasant Sunday Mass experience. It is an attitude rooted in the desire to care for the sick, broken, and vulnerable. As a people of Jesus, we are called to love everyone we meet as a unique child of God. In practicing genuine hospitality, we respond to others with sincere care and concern, focused on offering a loving response from an irresistible Church. Culture is created when we concentrate our attention and work on promoting values, principles, and beliefs that reflect our faith. The 2019 Convocation and 2020 through 2024 initiative are focused on building a culture of faith-sharing evangelization in our hearts, homes, and parish communities. Catholic life is rooted in each person having a deep personal relationship with Jesus Christ and a love for His bride, the Church. In living out this vibrant relationship with Jesus and His Church, we are called to share the good news of true freedom found in Christ. Archbishop Naumann is asking each member of the Christian faithful, in this particular time, to deepen their relationship with Christ and step into the role of evangelizers by sharing their faith as reflected in lives of holiness and joy. This work initially begins in individual hearts, desiring to grow closer to Christ through prayer, sacred scripture, and frequent reception of the sacraments. As hearts are filled with the love of Jesus, that love is reflected and experienced in the domestic churches of our homes. Husbands, wives, mothers, and fathers give witness to Catholic faith, and as the first teachers of the faith, they serve to form their children as disciples of the Lord. As Catholic homes become fortified in Christ, they begin to brightly reflect His freedom and mercy to the wider community. We are faithfully inspired to share Christ's love with those around us so that the world will see the goodness and peace that God wants for all of His people. We must inflame our hearts, homes, and communities so that our children's children will know their value as sons and daughters of God, who have been promised the good news of sacred scripture and given the gift of our church to experience vibrant Catholic life. This quote is from Monsignor Richter in Integrated Evangelization, paragraph 3. The Church's vision for evangelization is not another task for a layperson to add on top of everything else that he or she is already doing. Rather, it is integrated within one's daily life. It is not to be complicated or burdensome, but simple and intentional.